and I want you to click on their feedback because there's something that you'll find out. If you take a look at the feedback rating of any successful eBay power seller, you will notice something very important. And what that is that the total number of their positive feedback received will far exceed their unique positive feedback received. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, but total feedback is completely different from unique feedback. Total feedback is the number of feedback that you receive for every transaction. Unique feedback is only received from one buyer once. So if I buy something from you and I come back and buy something from you again, that second feedback rating is not counted in your total feedback. Now, what is so important about this is that you'll see that successful power sellers always have an extremely high total feedback score, and their positive feedback, their unique feedback, is always lower. Why is that? Repeat sales. So if you look at the example here, for example, you go to see a power seller feedback of 123,456 transactions. That's their total feedback score. Then you look at their unique positive feedback of 78,023. And what you find out is that they have had, by doing the math, 45,000 repeat sales. That means that they've had 45,000 sales from customers who have come back to buy from them again. This is your goal in terms of building an eBay business, is to get those customers to come back and buy from you time and time again. And they will do that if you have a product line. Now, repeat business is much easier to come by than attracting a new customer. And this is true of any retail establishment, whether you're selling on eBay or whether you have a store in your local mall. It's easier to sell from a customer who's bought from you once than it is to attract a new customer and to convince them to buy from you. So repeat business is extremely important. And the way you get repeat customers is by building a product line. And I like to liken it to the kid in the candy store business model. How many of you have ever gone into your favorite store? Maybe you have a favorite clothing store, or you have a favorite hobby store, or maybe even a candy store, and you go in there because you're going to buy one item. Maybe you're going to buy a pair of shoes, or maybe you're going to buy something for your deck out in the backyard. And you go to your favorite store that you've purchased from before, and you go in there and you see the thing you want. And then you look around and you're like, oh, look at that. That is so cool. That would look perfect on the other side of our deck. Or, oh, look at that pair of shoes. That pair of shoes would go great with the new purse that I just bought. Or you find a beautiful rug that will go perfect with the new sofa that you just bought for your living room. Before you know it, how many items have you bought? You've purchased a lot more from that store than you would have if you had gone to that store and they just sold like one of everything and nothing was related. This is what you guys want to get to with your eBay stores. You want to get to the point where your customers are coming in to your eBay store and they are like a kid in a candy store because you've done the homework, you've done the research, you've gotten inside of the minds of your customers, and you have figured out what products that they are going to want to buy. You've sourced the new products. You've sourced the trending products. You've sourced the exciting products. And they get into your eBay store, and they, because you know them inside and out, and you've built a product line around their interests, they are going to buy multiple items from you at once, or they're going to buy things from you time and time again. So let's go ahead and move on to item number two, page two, and we're going to talk about what does a diverse and dynamic product line look like. Okay, a diverse product line, as we talked about, is one that offers a complete line of products and services that are related to the same group of customers. Now, your product line has got to be interesting. We'll talk about how could find all these interesting products later on in tonight's class. But your product line has to contain some very specific things. One of the things your product line needs to contain, especially when you're selling on eBay, is it's going to have to contain some merchandise that is not what I call surface-level merchandise, or merchandise that's easy to get other places. So, for example, if your product line is filled with merchandise that people can get at the big box stores like Walmart or Target, if it's filled with very common, easy to find merchandise, very likely that merchandise is not going to be a good, it's not going to be in demand for your product line, and it's not going to attract people back into your eBay store. So we're going to talk tonight about how to build a dynamic, interesting product line. Now, your product line is going to have to carry staples. So let's relate this back to the camping example. You have a camping, an eBay store that carries camping equipment. So what are some staples for camping? Well, tents for sure, probably camping stove, lantern. Those would be your staples. Those are things that pretty much all the average campers, they need those. That's like the bare minimum you need to go camping. So you're going to have those staples, but you're also going to want to constantly update those staples. So what does that mean? You carry a particular brand of camping tent, and in 2005 it sold really well. But what you're going to do for 2006 is you're going to make sure that you're carrying, in addition to the 2005 model, which maybe you're going to have that one on sale, you've brought in the brand new 2006 model into your eBay store. So the staples that you carry, you're going to carry those all the time, but you're also going to keep the styles, the colors, the brands constantly updated. Now, what else are you going to carry in a diverse and dynamic product line? Well, you're going to carry some seasonal merchandise. So, again, let's use camping as an example. There are different products that you would sell to people for spring camping, then for summer camping, and then for even winter camping. There are people who are hardcore campers that go camping when it's snowing. Those folks buy different weight sleeping bags, they buy different kind of clothing, and they buy different types of tents than the folks who camp in the summer. So really, for any product line, there's always some type of seasonal merchandise. Now, you're also going to carry in a diverse and dynamic product line, you're going to carry some trend merchandise. What are the trends in your niche? And I'm going to explain to you how to figure that out in a little bit. So, like, what's the trend? These brand new camping pantry ovens are a trend. People are wanting to take the comforts of home and take them camping. So where it used to be that, you know, you would just kind of toss your food on the camping grill in the campground or on your camping stove, there are all sorts of camping cooking equipment now. For example, these camping pantry ovens where you can actually bake homemade bread while you're camping. This is a trend. So you're going to want to have trending products that are going to round out your product line, your diverse product line. Now, the person who comes to buy a tent, that's your staple. But while they're there, they're going to see, oh, you know what? I keep hearing about these pantry ovens. My friends have one. I really, really want one. You know what? I'm just going to get it. I'm here. I'm going to buy it. So you're going to have trendy merchandise. Now, you might even have fads. You know, there's all sorts of fun products that are out, that come out all the time, that are kind of flash-in-the-pan fads. For example, there's all sorts of, like, games that you can take with you to play while you're camping, or water toys for the kids that you can take for, they're not real expensive products, but they're kind of fun, and they're really fads. They come in, they sell quickly, and then they burn out. But you want to have some of those in there because, again, your goal is to attract your customer to buy as many different products and to attract as wide a base of customers within your niche as you can to your eBay store. Now, you're also going to want to introduce new products into your eBay store. And this is another thing that a lot of times people don't understand. A lot of times what people will do is they'll go to eBay and they'll see 5 products that are selling really well. And they'll think, well, okay, these are selling well. I want to sell them too. So they source these products, they stock their eBay store, and then what happens? Well, they find out that those products are already selling pretty well on eBay, and maybe there's a couple sellers that have market share, so their products, because they're new into the marketplace, aren't selling as well. This is why what happens is most people stop there and they say, well, gosh, I don't know. This niche just doesn't work for me. This is where you need to move forward, and this is where you need to start digging into those specialized products that I talked about, the products that you don't find in every store on every street corner. So, for example, maybe a water purification system for campers. That's not something that you'll find a lot of people would know to sell, because you've got to do some digging into your niche. You've got to get into some of those specialized products. Some of the really high-end camping cooking systems. There's camping coffee and espresso machines that are a lot more specialized and that appeal to a specific group of campers, but those are not the commonly found products. So introducing new products into your eBay store and finding out there are new products that are being manufactured every day. I mean, when you get into a niche, your head will spin when you see all the new products that are constantly being introduced into the marketplace. There are GPS systems are really popular. You know, they've been selling really well on eBay. But now there's a new product that's just come out. This would be an example of a new product that you would add to your camping niche. They're an ultra-lightweight, they're a personal locator beacon. And it's for people who go hiking, so they don't get lost in their, on the mountain or in the woods. And these personal locator beacons interface with the common GPS that are being sold, that have been very popular over the past few years. So, in this example of building a product line, you might carry some GPS systems that would appeal to your camping target market, but you're going to take it a step further, and you're going to start stocking the personal locator beacons. Or they have another new thing that just came out. They have these new hiking, they're called Trek Rift computers. It's literally a computer that you wear on your wrist that has all sorts of information on it. It's got navigation on it. It interfaces with the GPS. It's got weather conditions. It's got monitors your heart rate. It monitors all sorts of things. These new Rift computers are something that are not a product that is commonly found. And I know you guys are wondering, and where do I find out all about this? I will tell you where I found all this information as we get on later into the class. So as you can see, there is a wide variety of products that you could incorporate into a camping niche. Now, I want to do a product case line study here in addition to camping one and just run through this real quick. Let's say you wanted to build a niche around gardening, because we really want you guys to understand what this looks like. So, a lot of times, people will want to build a gardening niche. The first thing that comes to mind is maybe, shovels and planters. But let's look at how to build a product line in the gardening niche. In item number 2, page 2, point number 9, you'll see gardening niche. So what would you put in a gardening niche? Here are some suggestions. You could have beautiful wooden potting benches. These are extremely